In October of 1982, Tylenol, the leading painkiller medicine in the United States at the time, faced a tremendous crisis when 7 people in Chicago were reported dead after taking extra-strength Tylenol capsules. It was reported that an unknown suspect has put 65 milligrams of deadly cyanide into Tylenol capsules, 10,000 more than what is necessary to kill a human. The tampering occurred once the product reached the shelves. They were removed from the shelves, infected with cyanide and returned to the shelves, Mitchell, 1989. In 1982, Tylenol controlled 37% of its market with revenue of about $1.2 million. Immediately after the cyanide poisonings, its market share was reduced to 7%, Mitchell 1989. Once the connection was made between the Tylenol capsules and the reported deaths, public announcements were made warning people about the consumption of the product. Johnson & Johnson was faced with the dilemma of the best way to deal with the problem without destroying the reputation of the company and its most profitable product. Following one of our guidelines of protecting people first and property second, McNeil Consumer Products, a subsidiary of Johnson & Johnson, conducted an immediate product recall from the entire country, which amounted to about 31 million bottles and a loss of more than $100 million.